Krishna, not here. Art, fine. You keep carving at me. I carved them.
There is a 15 of them. My father always said that.
That's what I said. Where did you live that show? I told my slave parents, you know what, and I believe all these stories, it's like 857,000 square miles. Because people knew the big city. Interesting.
My mother-in-law came to my temple.
Everybody heard it. Oh, I father came in drill, there was so heavy, so nobody knew nobody knew. Unless you had to been born in drill. Other courts, after this year, you have some supplements or some questions.
Okay.
Although Celia.
No, Bobby's got twice. Two great granddaughter twins.
Wow.
Bohotiana.
All right, today we can begin. The title of the...
We assume that until after Yontif, this is the last year.
Yeah, this is a concluding year until after Yontif. That's when the year is. I can't tell you now, but there are two things taking place then. When that Wednesday after Yontif is the Chief Rabbi Sachs is coming in. So it'd be...
We'd let Jenny know. Like
we'll let you know.
No, but preferably...
Of course.
Again, yesterday, I just got to
Absolutely.
Are
you going to
be in New Jersey?
Golden. Englewood.
Oh, you're going to be in Israel. I'm talking to your brother-in-law.
Okay. The basic title this year is really a doing a Sashime Chuba. I have the title as
where did that come from, maybe?
What?
Where did that come from?
Chuba.
Oh, he's after him.
I was looking at the word Gishos Halacha Klapi Bali Aveira. One of the first things that we become aware of, especially the night of Kol Nidre, to take a look there on the Mechaber, which is taken right out of the Lashon of the Tur, this Simen, the Tafreiz Yutes. It says, Leil Yom HaKippurim Noegim She'em HaShatz B'Yeshiva Shel Maila V'Yeshiva Shel Mata Adas HaMokim Adas HaKol Ono Matirim L'Spala Ima V'Yonim. And then the Noegim She'em HaKol Nidre, then he goes into the Oli Yonim of Kol Nidre. Here's on the Kitzur, there's more Barichas about the Nuschos of Kol Nidre with Al Hover, Al Ossi, and you look there in the Beis Yosef, it talks about, in fact, the Torah talks about how the Rabbeinu Tam fixed the language and so forth. But take a look immediately here, which will lead into an important discussion where the Mishnah Berurah says, She'ema HaShatz, Yom HaShatz. Yashav Eima HaGodol Shebechol Ir. It's not necessarily Shliya Tziva says that. You know, in Young Israel Borough Park, the minig was, the Baal Tefillah was a European great Baal Tefillah. So when it came to that, he asked me as the Rav. I started. I said, Odas HaMokam, Odas HaKol, said it three times, and then he started calling me that. That's the way it went all the time. But rarely do you see that.
Yeah,
but this is the way it's mentioned. He says, Asherei my brothers are before the year. The Torah, the Tav, Oshnayim. The Aimim, well, Johnny, you have Shnayim up there, the Holy Sefer Torah and so forth. Yeshivas, Maskimim, the Tav, Das, HaMokim, Das, HaKol, Lahatar, Sabayonim, the Ev, Yusan. Now, what is the Avayim? And here, this is an important point. The Avarim, Nikra, Misha, Ovo, Al-Zeva, Sibur, Oshaova Aveva. O Mavura Lael Vesimin Nunhe, the Im Niduhu. Because, well, as we'll see shortly, we're going to go to Yevadeya about how Bali Aveva were in a community, how they were censured or ostracized or shunned, whatever language we'll see how it works out. And the Mavura Vesimin Nunhe, the Im Niduhu. Aim at Safan Aisil Hol Dovashabi Kedusha. You're not Mitzavan. The actual example today would be, today it's possible for this to happen. If someone has a seiruv of Bezin on him, so generally there are two parties involved in such a situation, so the other party who doesn't have the seiruv against them takes the ksav of Bezin to the Rav of the shul where the other party davens and shows him and says to him, look, this party over here is a Sav and Ladin, and therefore you have to apply the censure of the congregation on him. And of course, that's all talking about where people go to shul. If he doesn't go to shul, doesn't mean a thing. Doesn't mean a simple thing to him. But in cases where it is, and it's been very effective, extremely effective when it's in a shul. I've seen it happen in Manhattan where there a husband where didn't want to come to Bezin, just general, to talk to the Bezin about giving a get or so forth. No one said he had to give a get or not. He just ignored. He acted, but he was on the board of one of the most prominent Orthodox congregations in Manhattan. So the Rebbe was, to his credit, Rabbi Saul Roth, who was a friend of mine from Yeshiva, Fifth Avenue Synagogue, told me, he said, he told the board members, and they were going to kick him off the board. So he came around. He came around without even the Bezin talking to him. So that's what happens. Of course, sometimes, just tell you what happened, how it can work another way, is one day here in Chicago, I received a subpoena in the mail from the Supreme Court of the State of New York for defamation of character. What happened? Because we had it. Well, listen, this is what I got, this official document. So what happened? We had a case where there was a group of businessmen, and one of them, and they had a falling out, and they called him to a din teva, to our Bezin in Manhattan. And this man said, I'll come to Bezin, but I don't want to go to your Bezin, I'll go to another Bezin. So after that time passed, we followed up on it. So he says, I want Zablor. You know, Zedber is okay. Good. So the other parties had their Zablor, they had a Sholish. Where's yours? He didn't do anything. So we felt it was time for a Seder. You know, this is what you call the Ishtamutikum Ishtamut. Those are Oizrei, and he wanted to get out of it. So he put a Seder on him. So what happened, the other party, this fellow was a real shul-goer, prominent man there. They took the seiruv in, and the shul said, you shouldn't come here anymore. Where you're persona non grata. You're not going to get an aliyah, you're not going to do anything, you have to listen, you're supposed to be a fumiyi, and so forth. So what he went and did was he went to the court, and there was they said they're suing for $1 million. That's what it said. So we had to get a group that the Bezin has lawyers. They had to go into court, and the judge threw it out. And he says, very simply, you know why? The Bezin gave up stock. They did not publicize what's going to happen to him. If you have any kindness, go to the other. We didn't spread it on the lamppost. We didn't defame you. We gave a decision that you're in contempt of the rabbinic court. And that's that. So they threw it out. But of course, it costs court proceedings. It costs a lot of our people money to do that. Well, but I'm just saying that, well, I'm saying that the, that today, it's not, we don't use the term official chalim, but there is this idea of censuring or shunning the person. You're not welcome here. We've had cases in Chicago, that too. Where somebody was went to one shul and they were told you were under a sale from the bed and went to another one. The whole ISIS, I don't want to go into that. But this is what it's talking about, this type of a vayonis. But in communities in Europe, sometimes they put someone under a nidui or a miniature chevim, a shloshim yaim, because he did a certain aveva, whatever it was, he's a bal aveva, but it comes to Yom Kippur, they're matzah. Now, why are they matzah? Why do you have to have them there? He's saying, he mentions further. They can make a tnai lahatma shaloli spalo imo bebeis haknesses. Avshi yesh shom asur. They want, as long as he's in the shul, they say he's not gonna, they're not gonna dump him. To get out. I can do that. The shema hisnu. Ad kan is matirun onu. Kedei shenuhu lishpal imon the whole. He said, whole time, because this is the rule. Why are we doing this? Why are we being matur? The whole tainus siva, shame bo mi peshi yisroel, ain't no tainus. It's the Gemara and Tzitzis.
We don't have that to worry today.
Well, we're all tzaddikim. Sharei chelbana, sharei chelbana, sharei chelra, umana hakosav in samoni haktevas. You gotta have, you know, some as a Russia in between, mixed in. Because Sibra is supposed to be Tzadikim, Beinim, and Roshoyim. That's the Russia Tavis. You know. So that's the background here of entering. So the question is now, is let's go to a source in Yehudea where there's a concern by putting somebody in the Nidui, in Chelem, that he might become Yetzei L'Tavis War. As we would say today, he's turned off from Yiddishkeit. You're throwing him away. You're not being mekarev, and that's a machlekes that you have here. You'll see between the Amor and the Taz and other mechabri. So we're going now to sheet number two.
I heard Goyim says that Chelvanim was number 11.
But halachically, the Kriu is not in the union.
Yeah, well,
yeah, but in the Sibur, that's the point. Now, with Simon Shein Lamadalad in Yevadea, but generally you don't learn in the yeshiva. The Simon. But it's very applicable to our society, the debate that we'll see in a moment. Now, it says, Eichoy Yenoegin HaMamnuda, with the one who was put into Chayim, or HaMuchram, Vamam, and Nadim, the Din HaTorosu. It's a long simon. But look at Sif Aleph. Ha'eva al-Dva Yisur, Menadim Yisur Le'alka. That's what they used to do all the time. You find it in the Gemara. Someone did an Aveva, insulted somebody, Vatam Metrochem. You're a Nidu, you're in Chayim. That's not Nidu, you're Shleishim Yayim. That's all, and the Chacham can remove it later. So, however, it says, "Al mikreich mamon, aim anad and eiso ad sheyasru bo gimel pomi." Until they give him hasura three times, behind the days, hay and days, with me not being our bezin. That's what we do generally from our bezin. The person is given chances three times, warning. That's why it became the minig to do that. We don't do that even in such a short amount of time. We give plenty of time in between for the person. Some that we call them up. We do all sorts of things. Nobody wants to resort to write a seiv on the individual. But you have all types of responses. You'd be surprised. Now go down there where I've underlined the Ramor, because in between talks about what's nidui is for shinyam, chayim is more permanent and so forth. So he says, a manadim, the mishu chayav nidui, afila yesh lochush, Sha'ayyaday came, Yetze Latabas War, Ain Lothash Bekach. That's what the Ramah. The Ramah is a big machmas in this case. He says, even if you think it's going to make him go become worse and so forth, if he's deserving of the Nidui, you should deliver it. Now, it's not the Ramah, the Ramah's actual psak. It's taken from the Tumas HaDeshem. When he says there, Piski Mari, that's the second chelik in the sefer of the Kadmon, of the later Rishon, Rabbi Yisrael Isselin. That's the Tumas Bal Tumas HaDeshem. So in the second chelik, there are tshuvas and psakim. So in the section of psakim, you have that Simin Kuf Lamed Ches, and that's what he says. You should not be facious that it would yate the Tavis law. So on what?
Could Tavis law possibly also include the defamation? It's not just that it'll do worse, but Tavis law may put his reputation as sullied.
Well, no, actually yate, that means that that person will become, will go off the derech completely.
Right.
You're turning him off. He said, I'm going to have nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. So, there have been examples in Jewish history sometimes when a person was shunned by a congregation and they became a shamadi. The story is, it just occurred to me, if you read the story, the background of Disraeli. Disraeli was a Jew. His father had a conflict with the congregation or something of that sort. And they didn't. He felt he didn't treat him right. I can imagine what, I don't know what type of person he was. He became baptized, and he took his son Benjamin, the famous, you know, Dizzy Disraeli, and at the Magishmat. So that was it. But the British never forgot that he was Jewish. They always called him a Jew. He suffered from that all the time.
Even he himself said he's the page in between.
Yeah, that's the famous story that Victoria asked Mr. Disraeli, what are you? Are you from the Old Testament or the New Testament? He says, I'm the blank page in between. That's what she said. But he always had a good answer. But that's a case that is known, you know, whatever the controversy was. I'm not going into that. But these things could happen. People get turned off by what seems to be a very strict approach. So the Ramah says this, the person is deserving of whatever it is, and he bases it, takes it right from the that Tumas HaDeshen, Piski Mari. So the Taz takes issue. Because this is not just sucking taken out of the air, it's based on the Tumas HaDeshen, based it on the Gemara, you know. And here the Taz is going to argue as to the understanding of that Gemara. Now we go right through this Taz. Immediately, high milsa tuva. Eich nochus leisa sheisa zev and aviel lidei tabas ruach haslechalila asher kol boer lo yeshuvim. I mean, tabas ruach really mean he's went off the world. He becomes completely like a goy and acts like that. How can? Yeah, up and down. So that's all. V'hinei, but sometimes we once had a din teira here many years ago where one of the people was about tshuva, and he had an argument was about property, real estate, something of that sort. So suddenly about tshuva says, if I lose this case, I'm going right into McDonald's. So I took a look. That didn't scare me, though, because that's really a chutzpah. You know, just to tell you. I only thought that, he might get indigestion, but that's another. But I'm just saying that people sometimes they threaten these type of things. Well, see, here's what the Taz has to argue on the basis of an explanation in Chazal. He's quoting the Tumas HaDeshen. The raya that you can do such a thing. That's a safer aguda, one of those shining. Perek ha-neise, which is the incorrect, perek ha-neise is in Ksubas, but it's not there. We'll see later. He corrected the Taz. Shomer Rabbeinu HaKodesh, that's Rebbe. The ace ptiroso, the derech nevua, the Rav Acha Bar Yoshio, remember, Rebbe was an Eretz Yisroel. Rav Acha Bar Yoshio, Shamsinayo Lahani the Akve Pele the Kava. Now what is Akve Pele Pira the Kava? It's Piri, really. But they were like pools where there was fish and so forth. So on Shabbos they took out some of the fish and pushed it into a ditch so they should have fresh fish. But meanwhile they were involved in the malacha de raisa, yeah, of seda, sure, of the fish. They were matzifin, like the Mishnah it talks in Beit about the bibrim. Bibrim are pools, fish ponds, things of that. They did that on Shabbos. So he's saying he put them in chelim, and because they were mechal Shabbos, and what happened to them? They stamud, they became a shamadi, as if this as a result of the nidui, mishum the shamtenayo, the kasha. So now the answer kasha, my kamashmalon talmuda. I mean, what is the Gemara trying to tell us here? It's there on the card. Yeah, the second column. The high milta. Rabbeinu Kodesh Gufei, the my Hilgeson, neither Dovazel. What does he have to tell to such a Nevua? Ela Lashminin, the Afila Nira Lechachonim, Shubisnei Shein Manadim, Mandu. Anybody with this, Shubishvil Kach, Yetzei Latabaswa, Lo Yanichu Avuzer, Melasos Kaloha. Ad Kamashainos. So that's what the Tumas Adeshin is saying, that regardless of the consequences, he, as if to say, he affirms what happened over there. So Amasha Kosser is saying, so first of all, here the Taz starts to criticize. He's a Mavaka. First of all, he says the wrong mocker, that's probably it. So B'Shem Perek HaNesu taught Sefer. The Lahai Nevua, the Rebbe, who the Perek HaSor Yuchsen in Kondushin, Dafai and Beis Amanal, that's where it is. Well, Ali is Zaita Nira, and now the Taz, they're going to be, as we say, upslogan to refute the Raya. Now, the Ho ain't Raya Klau. The horse of Mashmash Rabbeinu HaKadosh Bola Hazarus Hashemim Shiyedu Shiyes Psulim Bebubble. There are Psulim Bebubble. Kamosha or Mahosim, the Hosim Tuva, the Yesh Mokam Shekulam Amzeh, because there the Gemara, the context of the Gemara is talking about different places, you have to be chashish about the yichus of the people. This place has a lot of mamzeven. This place has a lot of psulim that you can't marry into. The question of whether the gevus is properly, all types of things. So what Rebbe is doing is, there's a place where they do this from a promiscuous thing. Shemachlipin the shaseim, zelazeh. They're what we would call the swingers. They're exchanging wives one with the other. While there on the gun came, she has mokum bubble, she saw hayom yahya mokum borahu, the shamtaneo rabacha. While came, yes, least rachik man. Rebbe is not affirming to say that that's the right thing to do the way the Tumas Adeshin is saying. He's just saying, beware. Oh, that's the place where this happened. He's not saying that it's right or wrong. I mean, which is a very interesting, sharp insight of the Taz in view of the context there of the Gemara. The Amalem, the Lamb, Alon Lamafursa, named Torah Raya. The Lodomi, the Shah, the Kainish, Shehizir, Shehesh, Mamzeilin, Shem Enim Yaduin. In other words, there's a lot of places where a generation passes, you don't know who is identified as a mamza. In fact, the Gemara even has a lashon for several generations, mamza shenitma nitma. You got mixed up in a family, after a while you can't identify it, you don't have to be chashish any further as it goes past several generations, you can't pinpoint it. That's a special halacha. So whatever it is, he's saying that Mashenka Zer Shahim Hamer, this case, the people became a shamadim. They will also separate her. In other words, there's no question at all. The Kavanoso shall Rebbe hoise lohokiach shahnavua dibabo. But remember, that's why I said Rebbe's an elder's world. This took place in bubble. How did he know what was going on? He had some sort of a ruach hakedah, some type of a nevuah insight. That's what took place. B'shar hadvorim sh'oma af sh'lohoyim mevurorim de'enei ha'shemim. Although the people weren't aware of that. The Yaviu Raya, Midobazah, Shi Yiru, Shahu Yodeya, the Eretz Yisrael, Mashanasa Yom Babu, Nihanas the Samsenayo Rabacha. The Zei Yesha Shahim the Derek Navua. That's how he knew about it. Now he didn't have a cell phone to be to communicate or anything. Mize Yodu Shagam Bashar had roaring Ruach Hashem Dibur. Came nearly borrow Tavonas Navua Zu. The Yeshli Lahavi Raya Ipcha Mi Talmud Orofer Kamed Ekdushin. In other words, he wants to bring a Raya against the Trumas Adeshim that and following the Psak and the Psak of the Ramor, we shouldn't be chayshes that somebody should go out the Tavis war. He's going to bring a Raya that we should be very careful of trying, not allowing that to happen, no matter if a person is doing certain aveiros. And he brings this Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Chav. Where it says, "Bemish and Nimkel Avedus Alilim Atzma." Someone sold himself off, like the Gemara talks about that. Actually, it's the Psukim in the Torah, there in Parshas Behar at the end, where someone the Gemara says that there is Aveva Gareves Aveva. He didn't observe Shvi'is, then he has to sell this, sell that. After that, he has to sell himself. And he ends up being a slave or a servant to the Aveda Zorah. So that's what it's talking about. That's the context. The Haino, what is he doing the Aveda Zorah? The Haino Lachdov lo Eising. The Shah Tzrochim lo Lashem Elohus, not because of his worshipping, but he's like as if to say he's a janitor in the church. That's what he is. The Amor Taylor Shetzor Ligolaisa. You've got to redeem him. But someone liable to say, such a Bala Deva, let him go. Who cares about him? No, the Torah says, that's what you have the dean of in Anglo Goel. And the Gemara asks, what? There's no Jew. Jews always have a Goel. There's always a relative and so forth. So if that's within that context. Shetzor legal also, the Tana Deva Shmuel. And here's the point. Hoyo Behola Zev and Asa Kramer. He became a priest. La Vedas Kechovim, my Galas, Ema Litzei Evan Acha Nefo. In other words, we'd say, kick him out. If he went that far, who needs him? Flamer. Shalo Tehelo Geula, Tamalema Geula Tielo. And the Hine Kalvachem Yeshkam. Yamahosim Shikvah Nasa Kema La Vedas Kechovim. He's already in a bad, he's a bed in a bad society. La fila hochi hizira teva bikum ase. Shechayom in livdei say, Chalvachayimel bezeh, Shadayim o hizril be'avedis kechovim klum. We're talking about a simple case of nidui, where the person didn't go completely off the road. It's pshita shetrich and on alias mizorin, alias lapachas b'sheva altasin. V'lo lasas maisa laviyam lidei avedis kechovim. Vadai zeh dover shein shoba ala leiv la nichay. You can't leave them that way. The Raya of Mimashikos of Hagon, you say Morena of Yehuda Mintz Zal, the Chuva Simon Hay, that Yehuda Mintz was a contemporary of the time of the Hamor, actually. There he was, Rabban Padua, Padua Litvi. That's, in fact, you hear sometimes Maramni Padua, that's another one, the brother in law of the Hamor. Whatever it is, he says Simon Hay. And what's the Meiser of Rabbi Yehuda Mintz, the Maram Mintz, who will Isi she Efshila Hatzel Stein of Foshes Mi Yisroel, so Yetzel Atabas Roh. Now what is he talking about? He's going to say in a moment. You have here a woman that was a Mizana. And what happened was, she became pregnant, or so forth, and somebody wants to marry her. Now there's a deen, there's an Easter to marry a menekes. Just like you can't marry Muberes Chavero, you can't marry a woman who's in a state of nursing after the loss of a husband. So here's a single woman that, you know, went astray, and she's going to have a child, and she's she had a child, and she's a menekes, she's a nursing. So what can happen is, what's the chashash, the chazal made an iser to do that? Because if he marries her and she becomes pregnant, she won't be able to nurse the child. Who's going to know the child is he in danger? The Chazal were concerned about the status of the child. Once she becomes pregnant from a second husband, that's what's liable to happen. So what the Ma'am Minsk is, he says, but if you leave her the way she is, she's going to be up hefker. Stay in the bushes, the mother and the child. Someday here you have a man that offers to take her in, to give her a house, to feed her, to clothe her, to pay her to be a wife. So he says, on that basis, where did he get such a raya? It's a din and chazal. I mean, the Maram Mintz is a great pesik. Where does he get the raya to do that? Brings a raya from a gemara and gittin. Maybe raya the fair shaleach, and he eats her, really was an amsa. There was a maidservant, the havi of the incha boy yeshuva. She was being exploited. People were having relations with her. She was like a hefkalus. So what happened? But that's when she was an amsa, when she was a goyish, in other words, a shifta knainish, and she was out there. So what they did was, if he wouldn't, the shul wouldn't have said that, it would be a mitzvah to be mashacha. So she's a free woman that nobody was going to touch her. She's a Jewish woman. So that's on a basis. In other words, and later on, like the Gemara has the Meister with a Chotzei Eben, a Chotzei Ben Chayman, a Chotzei Shivka, a Chotzei Bat Chayman. What do you do about that? You're a Meshacha. Lisa Shivka ain't a Chayla. Lisa Yisrael ain't a Chayla. So what do? You're a Meshacha. And you save her that it should have full rights and full standing. So this is the same type of situation. So from that, the Maharim says, even in the face of a possible Easter, like over there, Amashacha Avdo Eva Be'esa, nevertheless, here is the Easter the Rabbonin of Manekas, so he was Mata to do that. And the order shouldn't go out with Tavas War. That's the point.
He shows how far was bent over to make sure the person doesn't
look. That's what he's saying here. In Kankav Ramazesh, Shein Lazarus Maisha, Shesh Shash, Nimena Kain Nearly, Boro Shein Lazarus, La Maisha Kagozos. Alpha Pishi Malocha Ni Markum Kado, the Taz is respectful. He doesn't say that he says that comes from a Rishon and all. I'm respectful. Me Markum Kodesh Mi Bala Aguda is all the Aguda Shalono no Nimsa Zekwal. He says in the text of his Sefer, he had the Sefer. We don't find it. Yeah, a lot of times, there Gazok Sazay and Azay, where is it? We ask that many times today until you see it in writing. There's some people that tell me stories of that. This Godel said this and all, and I tell them, I want to see it in writing. I've told them that. Unless I heard myself. Sometimes I heard myself, so whether you want to hear it from me or not. There's certain things they quote from somebody. I know what I heard and where I heard it and when I heard it. That's the way it works.
How often is the rough quote from one Talmud one way to another Talmud?
That's right. Well, I know when I'm misquoted, I become famous. That's the rule. That's what I'm saying. Salavati was constantly in his year. He used to say, they're quoting me all over the place. I never said that, this or that. That's all.
I was going to tell you, mentioned that I once actually had a correspondence with him.
Yeah.
I was a high school student in the academy.
You were quoting him abusive day?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Because he isn't quoted as saying he needs any grace of Jesus.
Yeah, right.
So I wrote him.
Okay.
As a rep of the student council of the academy.
Right.
3 years ago.
Okay.
And he wrote back, and I had to put the letter on the bulletin board. Yeah. I tried and saved it for personal. Absolutely denied that he ever said it.
Of course not. But I know what he did say concerning that. Something else. There's a shita of the shining, the Chachmei Narbona, which is quoted in Tesis and Aveda Zora, and even the Or HaShulchan mentions it, and all of that. The Chachmei Narbona said, you know the Chachmei Narbona, it's the south of France. They said that if you know that cheese is made kosher, in other words, Hamida
Be'esavi.
Wait. So they paskin that it's mutter. It's only also, that's why they passed, but they're the minority opinion.
And what do they do about the concept of Yiddish Bachus?
Yeah, right. But they say that it doesn't apply in such a case. That's the way they learn Chuck. That's the way the Mechaba has it and all that. But so what happened was, going back to the late 40s and early 50s, day schools were really struggling. And it was a question of luncheon programs, and the U.S. government has tons of cheese, or so forth. So only under certain controlled situations. And remember, if I'm quoted on this particular thing, that I would never say that now, because we have it plentiful. There's no problem, really. But you didn't have that source of that, so only under those circumstances that he was moderate.
In the 60s, I will tell you, in the 60s, somehow through Chaim Goldfarb, he made contact with the government, and they produced every year 40,000 pounds, which is a trailer load, of kosher cheese for distribution to day schools and
that's
summer
later.
Camps. That was in the 60s.
Yeah, that's later. This
I
is before.
I did it for the
for most of our probably,
through most of us, through all the day schools. And we distributed for 2 cents a pound.
Yeah, of course. It saved a lot on the, or whatever it is. Okay, but that's a question of quoting back and forth. You're right. People quote, or he said it in a certain concept. How he said it,
he was a categorical.
Yeah, he probably didn't want to be bothered.
Well, because the quote was any cheese, not any cheese that you know for sure.
Yeah.
Reminded me of Southern. That was
right.
That was partially correct.
Yeah.
Any cheese, but there's something missing in there.
Yeah.
But
let's not get off the Chuck subject on cheese. That's a different mice. Okay. Different between soft cheese, hard cheese, and other mice. That's anyhow.
Whenever you have an agadah generally following the halacha, usually the agadah is in a sense to be mamayit. No? I never understood the Ramah's haba mina.
Well, it was based on
the agadah. So, but that probably follows to be mamayit.
Well, it's understood. You think the Ramah doesn't have support? He has more supporters than the Taz has.
Yeah.
And that, in a sense, you look in the Kudas HaKesef, right up there on the right. Look under the Kudas HaKesef. It's only a short. Yeah, look what he says. You remember the Kudas HaKesef is always against the Taz. The Yesh, that he says, the litcha is chora yosef. He doesn't say why. The hocha came in the din bezenu shemanadin also ain lovish in came but for din yisroel. Whoever bezen is going to deposit everything, you're not going to do anything. It's a bezen thing. It's not because neither way could happen without a bezen. Like Alfred Gemara always talks about someone when there was over on the cover of the Fakum, he says, I'm an other. And he's a leader. Yeah, that's what happens. That's happened in modern times. I don't want to spend time telling you about it. It's almost like a comic story what happened between Rabbanim. Anyhow, so this is...
It should be the Mahamari, right?
The Mahamari is the Trumas Adesh.
I know, but
because that's his name, Isselin, you know, Moreno Isselin, that's from the family name, that's right. But that's his Baal Tumas Adeshan. They generally use the term Mari when they talk about the part of the Sefer that's called the Psukim. Otherwise, they use the term Tumas Adeshan when it's talking about actual Chuvas. In fact, there's some say they don't want to use the Sefer Tumas Adeshan because many of them were theoretical questions, and he gave an answer. You know, make up a whole theoretical question. That's what I heard once. Anyhow, so let's go further. So what is the approach over here from different Mechablim? Now, going in the Piskei Tshuva brings along, mentions many, many Paskim. There, if you will go back to number two, look in the Pitzei Tshuva, It brings Ayn the true with us, Batseil Beis. Then it says, Shadaita Gam came to Das on the Kudus HaKesef against the Taz in defense of the Ramor. The Chain cause of the true with Shemit, the Dotter Chedek Yodesh and the Memchet. The true with Chavash Yorashim and Kuf Memarim. The Shadus Yai, the Chedek Hashem and Chayim Tez, the Sefer. Chain cause of the true with Radvaz HaKadoshim. You're talking about many major Potskim, Zaylim, that agreed more with the Ramor than with the Taz. But then the Pesach Tshuva goes on there and brings later a Sam Sefer. You see, the Sima called Malkum Shor Lamani Gador Leos Mosom the Dvorin Keela the Fish Ain Kol Ar Noshim Shoving the Lo Kol Avela Shovers the Yer Kol Maisel L'Shem Shemayim. Which, you know, you have to have a certain amount of discretion. And some people, like we used to say, he shoots from the hip. Immediately, after this, after that, without any thinking of consequences of the place, the time, who you're dealing with, and so forth. You find many gedolim with that. They deal to after a sheikhet. To after a sheikhet, you find something wrong. But they always say, tola bei tafle. He has a family, he has children. You'll after him, he's finished. He has no panasah. And that gives a bad reputation. So you have to be very careful to find a schus. And there's a general rule in Heror that a lot of people forget. The Gemara says in Ksubas, Ika Heror le'isa. You don't have to be a Bala Heror to ask him anything. Yeah, you know, I am Machmer. No, you have to be a Bala Heror to be Machmer. Because that's what you have to do. All the time. Not that but somebody once said that Moshe Feinstein, Shokot Meir Azoy, the Azoy. He said, yes, more than no. But that's the point. Yeah, and there some had a sheikh, they're always known for Machmirim in certain areas, and some not. But you should be surprised in this subject about Kiruv, of what we call the Chaking. What various Gedalim who were known for big Machmirim, how they Paschim. So, I mean, further, they have here an excerpt from the Chuvas of the Sam Sefer, who was also very careful. Chuvas Sam Sefer, Kloser Shom Om, Yeshli Spapikeha, the Ikel Amecha, Shiyamel Dotzer. You have to be afraid if that might participate a possibility of Shmat. And so, remember, Sam Sefer was a great authority in time fighting reform, and he threw, you would say, threw the book at them, will be mocking them and everything else. But if he's afraid of Hamoras Hadas, of actual Shmad, he says, the Yikar Gambon of Akhtani Nemo, because that would might ruin a whole family. You destroy like two generations, so you can take them right off the road. Is Mao Lorlochus Liktanim Shalokhatu. The date of Yeshua Chalik, the Mishi Yeshua Deus Kozlois, the Korah Lavadai Shi Yilmoid Gam Labonav Akro, sometimes where he's already inculcated his children before he's ever put in the Chayim. They're also Makul Kolim. So there he wants to know, how's Yil Gam Abonim Beklau Kol Boel or Yeshuvim, Ein Lochish Al Habonim. The high time in the early, the Hoch, the Akato Arura, Tamaminim Beshat, Beshat Sai Tri. Yamach Shemo, with the Shapsay Tree, they had the followers, Yim Chasman Lila Lo Yehapet Lavavim Latev, Reitan Eishim in the name of Hashem, and so forth. I was Sabin Vavayim the Alma, that we mostly deal with, someone who's contempt or own, insolent, Man Lemelon Shalo Yenochush Albonov, the hero of the Maisik Adayin Adobetzorach Iyan Umosha. So even the Sam Sefer was known for extreme views, but with understanding. He was a great Bala Or. You know, I repeat many times, Avtal Reichig described the Sam Sefer as the engineer of Halacha. He's the engineer of Halacha. You know, it's a practical aspect. You know, he's not just an academic. He's right in there, and he has strong opinions. But take, for example, one of the more contemporary people like the Hazainish. Now, the Hazainish was known as a very strict halachist, you know, gone eilam. He had no ulterior motives. He spent his whole life doing Torah Lishma. In Lithuania, was famous when he came to El Chisroel of Chaim Eizer sent a letter to Rav Kook. He says, Avi Olami Bubble. You know, like the Gemara said. And he was three, you know, the Chazainish made the actual revolution in the yeshiva world. They turned around, that learn more, they learn better, so forth. So he's known as trying to be Yetzer Aladeus in a Shaila. To be Yetzer, sometimes it's how to be Yetzer, there's a Mekul or a Machma, how to find your way to be, not to countermand anything of that sort. So when it came to this Shaila, and here's, I copied it out from this, a short, it's a paragraph, in the Chazayin Isha Sefer on Yeruday and Simon Beis, where it talks about those who are qualified for Shita, Gumrim, and everything else. So listen to this lesson of the Chazayin Isha. He says here, if you further, I have his language. Zainish, it's in Simon Beis there. Zainish writes, because they're faced with a problem, you say you have somebody in general, he's talking about Mumrim that are precursim and everything else. Remember there's a Nish in the Gemara and Aveda Zora that is Maridim the Lomalim. If he's down at the bottom of a well, let him be there. Or if you have a chance, he's already started to fall into the well, push him further down. It's talking about, you know, taking action against these Madichim and Masisim, all of these seducers of the Jewish people to mislead them. So look what the Chazayin Ish says about this. He really, as they say, in fact, I once had an argument with a certain Hasidic Jew when I told him about this Chazayin Ish. He couldn't believe it. So, because they think differently, a lot of them. So here's the lesson of the Chazayin Ish. The near the ain din moridim ela bizman shahashgachoso yizborech goli kamo bizman shohoye nisim mitsuyin umeshamez bachkol. In other words, the time of Chazal, he brings it back. Utsadike hador tachas hashgacha protis hanireis le'ein kol. People recognize the Chazal were holy people. That then we say they were like miracle workers. The hakeprim oz who hamilizus miuchedus, in other words, the hatoyas hayesel etayvus will have chaos. Because to go against such great people, you had to be a big chutzpah. It didn't move the person. That's the type of what it is. That's what he's saying. Well, oz hoyavir, he's saying bir haresha. The gidro, the wickedness, bir v'shoyim, gidro shalom. That made the fence for the world. Shahako yedu ki hadochus hador, maybe peronius liyolim, or maybe deva v'cher v'rol be'olim. That's for those times. This is how the Zainis says. Abo dizman ha'helim. But now, all these remarkable things are hidden. We don't see these remarkable things from Gedalim and so forth. Shenichlasu ho'emuna min dalas ha'am. Most people are not believers, he's saying. Ein b'maisa ho'roda gedar, he says, gedar ha'pirsa. It's not a restraint on stopping things happening. Ella, what does he say what to do? He sofas ha'pirsa she'ir b'neim k'maisa ha'shchosa v'ulamas. In other words, if you have that type of shita, you're going to beat up people, you're going to take physical action against them to observe and all of that, he's saying that's going to make it worse. That's what he says.
We're
Simon Beis in the Sefer on Yovadeah. Simon Beis. And you look at the rest of it. Kaven should call us Menu Lasakein. We want to do things correct. Ein Adin Naisein. Strong language, Bishor She'ein Bo Tikkun. V'aleinu la'haziran bi'avoisus o'aba. That's what it said. That's the lesson of the Shainim. Oh, that's the lesson of the Rambam there in the Geras Taman and so forth. V'amidim v'keren eva v'mash yodeinu magas. You have to do whatever is possible to bring these people back. That's the Chazayin Ish saying that. And others said, contemporaries, others said, even a Rav today, a Rav in Eretz Yisrael, famous Rav, Bala Rav, Rav Moshe Sternberg Shalita. He's in the Eidah Haredis. He never was known as any type of a Mekel. But when he went to South Africa for several years, he served as a Rav. He went there to serve the Rav in the community, and there's several Sforim of his called Han Tshuvas V'Han Hogas. So when they have those sections on Balei Tshuva. So he has there Lashon again, talking about, it doesn't seem as if it's the same person that Paskins in other cases. Now, who quotes him here? Now, this is a sefer written, one of the Mechabim was a Gadol in El Chisrof and Asfarvi, Rav Yosef Kapoch, Zal. Rav Yosef Kapoch was a Temani,
right.
But he was in the Bezin Elyon in El Chisrof, the Odom Gadol in learning. You know, he translated the Amunas Vadeus of Reb Sadia, the Vuchim from the original Arabic to get a better translation, whatever it is. But it's a Gadol. So he has a Sefer here. This is on the Hilchos Tshuva of the Rambam, a Sefer Amada. So he's asked directly to have here the Shilas. He says, Shilas, Eich Lishyachit Lerotzem Larza B'Tshuva. The people who want to go. Kol Yehudi Shereitza Laza Lamutav Yesh Laza Lo Laodado Bechol Ma De'efshar V'lo Lahabit Al Shum Dover V'chevle Odom Em Shechem Ba'Avesas Ava. They all use that particular language. That's the language of the Rambam. That's what it said. Im Rak Royim Gilui Rotzen Me'edin In Oysam Matifalem Shiyadabru Alei Baneim. Now he's concerned about El Shisroel, about the chinuch, because he said the im learned in the bate sefer chilonim, you know what kind of school that is in El Chisroel, yesh lahazbalem chema hamaisa. And then in the notes here they have quotes from Rabbi Avadia and Shuvas talking about how awesome is the secular chinuch in El Chisroel, especially in recent years. They even cut out a lot of the Tanakh. One time a secular Jew in Israel, you can't Tanakh. You know, they learned it, but they got away from it. So they quote also Rav Sternberg here in the notes. He wrote a special sefer. I don't have it, but in Derech L'Tshuva, he writes the following. He says, "Ain lino deros l'bal tshuva." Don't close the door, because many times I've heard from certain religious Jews in different places that people try to get somebody to do one mitzvah. It's not worth anything, you know, to make fun of it. Whatever little bit is done, that's the dare to be mekarev for tshuva. That's the approach. And it changes the whole attitude as to the status of people that are mechalalei, for example, halei Shabbos. It goes back more than a century and a half, maybe almost two centuries, about being mekarev mechalal Shabbos to a minyan. I allowed to do that. The Vri Megorim says quite clearly that you can't be Mitzav Mechal Shabbos B'Fahesha to a Minyan. You can't allow a Kayan who's Mechal Shabbos B'Fahesha to Duchen. Vri Megorim, and the Mishnah Brewer quotes that, so forth. The Nasiv wrote a tshuva to Jews in Charleston, short tshuva, saying that you can't be Mitzav a Mechal Shabbos to a Minyan. He's short tshuva about that. He doesn't spend too much time. Yet, in other mechabrim, that acted differently. Because if someone is a mechalal Shabbos v'ahetshia, he's like an akum, and magol b'yayin will make it like yayin nesach.
Right.
So the old shaila was, and that's what Rav Yankov Etlinger, who was Rav in Germany, in Altona, near Hamburg, famous communities, in the 19th century, said in the Sefer, the Binyan Siyam, off-quoted, that you have families, the father's making Kiddush, and the sons are not Shemay Shabbos, can they touch the wine? Not. So he said, you don't have to worry about it, very simply, because they really were not taught, they don't understand the Inyan of Chilul Shabbos. You can't continue. You can't go there. And who carries it further in a longer explanation, and he had to deal with it also in Germany and Berlin. The Malama Lahoyal, where David Tzvi Hoffman, who was the dean of the Hildesheimer Seminary, there you can find in Simon Chotesh, he says, the minyan shalonu Yes, echod or shnayim shemechalim sabah fahetzir. Lo levada malachtam kim gam eisim mugmur. Well, eisim mugmur probably means something like insta, but he really meant they're smoking probably too. That's it. So, feel a kiddush ma'abdola in your nation. He's sure on the top of a minion. So he goes into the whole discussion saying we'll be suing, quotes all the prima gaudim, but he also does quote the Dinyan Tiyan, and he says most of these people are really not conscious of the chaymer, of the aveira of Hilashah, because they see, you take the Jews in America, a lot of them, they don't know anything about Shabbat. They don't know the chaymer, you need them. What's that all about? It's thing. So we're talking about an attitude, whether to call them to the Torah or not. So the Malam of the Hill, the Paschans were nicer, that if you notice even somebody's Mechal Shabbat for Hesher, but he's not from a learned situation, he comes to shul, given him Aliyah, you can give him Aliyah after the Shiva Kriyam. Or he says, give him Maftir, if he knows Maftir. Because Maftir is not in the Deen of Kriyam. That's what he writes Paschans that particular way. Even if Mesha is Makel in some of those particular areas about that. And as far as Duchanan, there's I know there was a psak from the Mesha Soloveitchik, the father of the Rav, that said that the Mechal Shabbos could Duchan. Could Duchan. He wants to Duchan. He could. That's all. So it's a whole question of how you take that particular approach, because most of the times if you have the people closer to you, other things will affect them. You draw them closer, where the way the Rambam says, Avesa Sahaba, Zainish says. I'm not saying that Zainish would paskin every sock like they said, but he's talking about an approach. Because there are other communities that absolutely will not accept that approach. They want to keep those people away and not to make any aspect of kibbutz. So as I say, that the fact that we open up Yom Kippur, that's what we start out with. A lot of people are not understanding. Ona matir mispalo ima vayonim. Some people that according to halacha you shouldn't be masav dominion, but we say today they can be in the shul. They should be together with us, all Klal Yisrael. So that's a very important point that has to be remembered at this particular time. So with that, I believe I will conclude and wish you all a Gemar Sima Teva on a Chag Sameach. Okay.
People who want to drive on your people to school. Loli Adit. What is going on?
I wouldn't give him up to you.
My father-in-law used to say the whole question, the concern of Parnassah with the Sirus, doesn't apply in America because the Shaykhid would take the Sirus, whatever, and go to America.
They're going to come hang it up.
The case in St. Louis, there once was a case.
Yeah.
I read it in a paper where he had the Ksav Iser on him. He said that's what he wants.
He was still on the west side. He was thrown out of the Yeshiva. They sent him a official letter to him, but he took it from somewhere in South Carolina, and he showed them that he was called
to the Yeshiva. Of course. Yeah, that's possible.
A letter in Hebrew.
That's right. That's brought up. It depends whether there's some people are very knowledgeable with their mahalo. They should know better. They're not the Kinnik Shanishba.
But in this case of Binyan Sin, they were not Kinnik Shanishba.